We're going to read excerpts on the topic of faith above reason, and we'll continue with excerpt number 51 from Shamati. You can send questions to cab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, excerpt number 51 from Shamati 33, the lots on Yom Kippurim, and with Haman. What appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the exaltedness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions called dinim, judgments. This means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them, only if he extends the exaltedness of the Creator. You find that these dinim cause the drawing of the exaltedness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and cast his mantle upon him. It means that afterward, he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, to the Creator. That is, now he saw that the Creator gave him this mantle deliberately, in order to draw the upper light on them. However, one can only see this later, after one has been granted the light that rests on these contradictions and dinim that he had had in the beginning. This is so because he sees that without the hair, meaning the descents, there would not be a place for the upper light to be there, as there is no light without a kli, vessel. For this reason, he sees that all the exaltedness of the Creator he had obtained was because of the se'arot, the hair, and the contradictions he had had. This is the meaning of the Lord on high is mighty. It means that the exaltedness of the Creator is awarded through the aderet, the mantle.
Meaning, we're going to read it again. This means that specifically through the questions, problems, concealments, when we don't know how to overcome them, when we see how much we fail, we fall, specifically through these overcoming of these concealments, we come to a state where we can be ready, capable of seeing the greatness of the Creator. Otherwise, no. With the contradictions, when we overcome them more and more, and we begin to discover that the Creator gave us this. Why? So we would overcome. By that, by solving these contradictions, when we can work even with these contradictions, by that we acquire vessels through which we can begin to see His greatness and that He's doing it all for us. Let's read it again and then questions.
Excerpt number 51 again. What appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the exaltedness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions called dinim. This means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them, only if he extends the exaltedness of the Creator. You find that these dinim cause a drawing of the exaltedness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and casts his mantle upon him. It means that afterward he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, to the Creator. That is, now he saw that the Creator gave him this mantle deliberately, in order to draw the upper light on them. However, one can only see this later, after one has been granted the light that rests on these contradictions and dinim that he had had in the beginning. This is so because he sees that without the hair, sarot, meaning the descents, there would not be a place for the upper light to be there, as there is no light without a kli, vessel. For this reason, he sees that all the exaltedness of the Creator he had obtained was because of the sarot and the contradictions he had had. This is the meaning of the Lord on high is mighty. It means that the exaltedness of the Creator is awarded through the adarat, the mantle.
Let's say it's like I'm lifting weights. I have a piece of iron, 10 kilos, and I lift it. So where do you see my strength? The extent to which I can lift this body of metal, of iron. So same here, the Creator gives us these questions. Through these exercises, we'll be able to see, to feel, to come closer to Him. That's why all these contradictions, these concealments, everything that's before us, those are all only for us to overcome, to prevail and discover the vessels for the revelation of the Creator. Otherwise, how will we grow up? There is no other way. PT 4.
What does it mean by saying that you have to both want and extend the exaltedness of the Creator?
To want to reveal the exaltedness of the Creator? And if there's a question, to extend the greatness of the Creator over it, meaning to the as much as these questions make me fall, and I can come to this derision in my spiritual work towards the Creator. To that extent, I overcome and I do the opposite. I respect these questions and the Creator.
From where is the strength to do the opposite?
From knowing that this is how the Creator is managing me, is playing with, toying with me, and I have to constantly ask from Him the force of scrutiny. How else? Each and everything that's happening with me, to me, regardless of the level, corporeal or spiritual, it's all coming from Him. When the upper light depicts for me how I exist, and I exist in this body, and I exist in this world, I think, I feel, this is all depicted by the upper light on the point that He created. Existence out of absence. He shines on it, and inside of that point, He evokes such a sensation. And I need to arrange that sensation that He evokes correctly, so ultimately I will grow up like Him and resemble Him. And it's all out of understanding that whatever is in me comes from the Creator, and everything He gives me is only an exercise. Okay? PT 10. I'm sorry, Tel Aviv 2.
No, ישנה שאלה? הבנתי, כן, הבנתי שניסיתי.
Yes, I listened to the excerpt and I tried to see if I understand correctly. The contradictions in the corporeal world give a give context to the unity in the spiritual world. Is that correct?
Yes. PT 34.
How can a person extend the upper light on the contradictions?
If he understands that it comes from the Creator, so he can use them to come closer to Him. By that, he extends the upper light on over the contradictions. BBUK.
Good morning, teacher. Excuse me for the question, but what is this exercise that pushes a person in such a way, pushes him away to the point that he starts missing lessons and everything? Is this also an exercise? How do you relate to it?
The Creator gives him the burning of the heart, so a person will overcome it, and although he feels it is difficult, heavy, he doesn't understand, he doesn't feel, he's tired, all those sensations that the Creator gives a person, and it's possible there's no foundation to those feelings, but that's how a person feels. And it's all for the person to look for the exaltedness of the Creator, that the Creator is great, and I must overcome all those questions for Him. And then I surrender before the society, subjugate myself to them. I hear what they're talking about. I developed envy in me. Why they, not me? And I ask them to carry me a bit more, pay attention to me, call me. Before the lesson, am I ready? Am I coming prepared? Meaning, I use everything that was given to us. And there's only one thing here. If a person falls into pride, and pride separates him from the friends, he cannot ask of them, he cannot subjugate himself towards the path, and then he falls completely. That's it. But if he can subjugate himself towards the friends and come to envy in the friends, then he can advance.
I understand, but can you lower yourself before the group? If you're like a child grabbing onto the heels of the Creator and not letting them go. Every time there are difficulties in the group, in the revelation of the center of the group, is it correct to say that work in the group should be constantly along with not letting go of the Creator's heel, that I'm constantly attached to it, and only that way as an egoist can I work in the group and give something or take or correct my ego, etc., etc.? Otherwise, I totally lose direction. Is my question correct?
I don't think the Creator will give you such exercises that you can tie him and then he will remain next to you. You have to ensure that each and every moment he will be next to you. And then it would work. Not that you tie him up, and you are certain that he is always next to you. That will never happen.
Челябинск.
Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, вот волосяной плащ – это духовные помехи. А это они даются человеку при достижении духовной ступени или перед ней? Ведь простому человеку они не даются.
Афраот эм ло афраот мамаш.
Those disturbances are not real disturbances. Rather, they are those problems that exist in our will to receive. To the extent that it is in order to receive. So we would correct these disturbances to be not as a disturbance, but as help against, that they will become supporters, then you can say that you're turning the disturbances into a form of support, and that's how we advance. Hence, without disturbances, we're incapable, we'll have nothing to correct and nothing by which to come closer to the Creator. So those who close their eyes and don't want to see the disturbances will stand in place, even maybe take a few steps back. We need only to grow stronger in the connection between us and know how do we come to the work on the disturbances. But the fact that there are disturbances along the way, it's a sign that we're advancing. Because there is no other way. Our path is an ascent. We keep climbing up and up and up. So how can you have an ascent without having a step before? You have to rise above it. And the gap between the degrees, between these steps, is an egoistic disturbance, and you have to rise above it and rise above it again and again. That's how it works with each passing day, with each passing moment. Only in this way. Moscow 6.
This work in overcoming, is it personal work, common work of the 10? Or if it's personal work, how do you make the results of the work go toward the benefit of the whole 10?
How should we relate to all the disturbances? Are they personal disturbances for me, or disturbances that belong to my attitude to the 10? So that's specifically something where I need to interpret the disturbances as my attitude to the 10. If I want to overcome the disturbance correctly, it means that I use it to cleave even more to the 10. This is the meaning of solving the 10, solving the disturbance, solving myself, and I came to adhesion for the time being, but already a form of adhesion. Latin 5.
Shalom, Rav. Rav, ¿qué pasa si...
Hello, Rav.
Los descensos o los disturbios desaparecen de un momento...
What happens if the descents or disturbances appear from moment to moment? Should I go back and ask the Creator to feel them?
Yes, I need to ask the Creator to feel the disturbances in order to overcome them. But if I'm in a 10 and I'm drawn towards arranging my attitude, my relationship with a 10, the disturbances are ready. They're there. I'm ready. I immediately begin to feel where else do I need to add in corrections. P.T. Young.
Do the contradictions, are they resolved in the end? Or do you always stay with contradictions?
Contradictions, problems, questions, obstacles, all those things come until the end of correction. Otherwise, how will you rise to the height of the end of correction if you won't have disturbances before you, various shapes and forms?
So they come in order to strengthen the connections between us?
Yes. Of course. What are disturbances? That which separates me and the Creator. There is a distance. What is that distance? There's disturbances, disturbances, disturbances until I come to the Creator. It's a revelation of the deficiencies that I have to correct. And I come closer using each and every one. I cannot do it without correcting them. If I disregard the disturbances, it means that I reject the means I was given to come close to the Creator. Florida.
Florida. Good morning, Rav. Hello, World Cree. Should one also look for the disturbances? in order to extend the greatness of the Creator by overcoming? Thank you.
We shouldn't be looking for disturbances. We should be looking for ourselves, where we are connected more and more, and then the disturbances will appear. And disturbances that awaken between us are exactly the disturbances between us and the Creator, since the Creator is in the center of our connection.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
What does it mean to cling to the ten? Is it only an intention in the thought, or all of the procession in the order of our actions together? So we will feel that we're doing everything together. Meet, or is it just a thought that connects us?
And the ten, it means that I don't feel any difference between me and my friends. We are in one desire so much. One desire to reveal the Creator, one desire to help one another, one desire to stop feeling each one himself and begin to feel only the others and everyone together as one thing. Just like when you're pouring something into a soup, you add something to the soup, then you whisk it in, you cook it, until it dissolves, disappears. So in this way, you have to ensure that in the society everyone disappears. There will be no one, only one desire, one thought, one Creator, and everything will be mixed up to such an extent there will be no difference between you and the Creator, between each one of you, or each one of them and the Creator. Everything will be as one single mix. This you have to see as a goal. Haifa 3.
I wanted to ask, is this amazing formula of Dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, can it also help us with the general society? Because then we can check ourselves opposite from regular people. So every hour we can see this, and then we remain attached and see the gaps between where we are and where we should be.
You can say that, yes. Asia?
Asia.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. In a state of above reason, do difficulties also come, or it's only when we're on earth?
In a state above reason, obviously, difficulties come in order to make us more precise in above reason, and that's the way it is in every degree. You enter some degree above reason, but there you have root 1, 2, 3, 4 degrees of aviyut where you have to like stabilize yourself in it. So you have that work there too.
Thank you.
PT
23. Rav, what can we do when the Creator takes a friend away and you can't agree to what happened?
Whatever happens, I don't know exactly what you're speaking about. But if you feel that a friend disappeared, and maybe if you're saying, turn to the Creator, why are you turning to me? What are you a 10 for? Demand from the Creator that the friend will come back.
But he probably won't come back. 99% that he won't be able to come back. And
I don't know, you have a simple address. Every 10 has an address. Creator, that's it. Everything to him.
What can we do when we can't justify it? It's impossible to justify it.
You can't. What?
What should we do when it's impossible to justify it? You feel inside, you can't.
Did you speak to the whole 10?
Yes, we were talking.
That's your opinion. It can be that you connected and spoke together and you can justify. And if you can justify, so in that lack of ability to justify, you have to see that the Creator put that obstacle before you and put that problem that you have to solve. PT 19.
Shalom Rav. Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. Forgive me for the question, but it's still not clear. I have a disturbance, a burdening, a true fall, something good, the way we say it. From this state, I have a 10. Now what, am I supposed to come to my 10 to open up everything? What should I do with my 10?
You have a 10? What does that mean that you have a 10? Do you have somebody to annul towards?
Yes.
Let's say you have a cart or a train or some kind of, I don't know, a chariot that takes you to Gmar Tikkun. So all you need is to sit inside it, to enter it. Enter. Hold yourself in there. For that, you need to adhere to them as much as you can possibly adhere. Make a baby, a child of yourself. Just be a zero of youth, just to be present between them. Then they'll already take you ahead. But you constantly have to make sure that you are in zero of youth. Zero courses. I have nothing. I want nothing. I just want to be next to them like a child in a little crib for babies. Nothing but that. Try and do that, and you'll see as much as they take you ahead and take from one state to the other. If you have a 10, you just need to use it. We have no other vessel. That is the 10 sefirot. It's a complete kli that if you're included in there, it takes you ahead. All of our work is in annulment. The rest is the work of the Creator.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Does rising above disturbances is like an eagle that when a storm comes to earth, it rises above it? Can we take this example and use it?
Let that be an example, too. There are a lot of examples, and they all have a place. Yeah? Okay, Moshe, what next?
We can continue to excerpt 52.
Okay.
So out of Shamati, Article 83, concerning the right Vav and the left Vav, item 52. In any state one is in, he can be a servant of the Creator since he does not need anything, but does everything above reason. It turns out that one does not need any mochin with which to be a servant of the Creator. Now we can interpret what is written, set up a table before me against my enemies. A table means, as it is written, and sent her of his house, and she departed his house and went. Ashulchan, it's like Vishalcha, and sent her, meaning exit from the work. We should interpret that even during the exits from the work, meaning in the state of decline, one still has a place to work. This means that when one prevails above reason during the declines and says that the descents too were given to him from above, by this the enemies are cancelled. This is so because the enemies thought that through the declines the person will reach utter lowliness and escape the campaign. But in the end, the opposite occurred. The enemies were cancelled. This is the meaning of what is written, the table that is before the Lord. That precisely in this manner does he receive the face of the Creator. This is the meaning of subduing all the judgments, even the harshest judgments. Since he assumes the burden of the kingdom of heaven at all times, that is, he always finds a place for work. As it is written that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "There is no place to hide from you."
Meaning that in each and every state, we can find something to overcome and a way to take an even smaller step ahead towards the Creator. Yeah. Questions? You need to read it again, Moshe.
Yes, so we'll read excerpt 52 again. In any state one is in, he can be a servant of the Creator, since he does not need anything, but does everything above reason. It turns out that one does not need any mochin with which to be a servant of the Creator. Now we can interpret what is written, "Set up a table before me against my enemies." A table means, and his center, meaning coming out, exits from the work, coming out of the work, meaning in a state of decline, one still has a place to work. This means that when one prevails above reason during the declines and says that the descents too were given to him from above, by this the enemies are cancelled. This is so because the enemies thought that through the declines the person will reach utter lowliness and escape the campaign. But in the end, the opposite occurred. The enemies were cancelled. This is the meaning of what is written, the table that is before the Lord. That precisely in this manner does he receive the face of the Creator. This is the meaning of subduing all the judgments, even the harshest judgments. Since he assumes the burden of the kingdom of heaven at all times. That is, he always finds a place for work. As it is written that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "There is no place to hide from you."
That in each and every state, we can find the means to advance. That all of the things that sorrow us are sent from the Creator specifically so we can invert it into a means of advancement. There's not one moment where we can't find a means to advance, whether individually or through the group, or usually through the group. That's the best way, the most correct way, and this way we get closer.
Dear Rav, what is that mochin? They say that he does not need mochin to be above reason.
Again?
What is that mochin, he says in the beginning of the article, that he does not need any mochin?
Where are you reading this?
The narrator read, it turns out that one does not need any mochin with which to be a servant of the Creator.
Well, let's say force. Yeah. Doesn't need it. In order to be the worker of the Creator, he just needs to ask, to demand. Because he gets all kinds of disturbances, and they are a disturbance that comes to us, we don't understand it. It's the whole, complete way. We just lack the correct attitude towards it. Then we invert this disturbance into the opposite. That thanks to this disturbance, we can reach nearing the Creator. Moscow 3.
Good
morning, Rav. My question is, can we say that the descent is given to work in difficult and an ascent is in order to work in service?
Yes, we can say that, even though there are a lot of different things there. Yeah. So, we only have one more thing, which is Be'er Sheva, and we... Yes, please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. I wanted to ask about the excerpt Moshe just read. Is this describing the state of an embryo and coming out to Yenika? Are these the stages of the work?
I don't know, and I don't want to speak about it because that is not written, and I want you to understand what is written here. Don't be wise. That's not good.
Isn't complete annulment our goal?
Not an embryo, not annulment, nothing. Annul to what you're reading here, and only ask about what you're reading in order to help the others understand this excerpt better. That's it. Chaver.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask you, when I'm in a descent, how can I overcome this work above reason?
Specifically in a descent, we have an ability to overcome what you're given in faith above reason. Because what do you have in this descent? You don't have reason while you're in a descent. So you can go in faith, it's easier. What are you saying? I have no opinion. I don't understand anything. I have nothing. What do I need to do? I need to work like a parrot. That's it. Mechanically. Just as it's written, they have eyes and they shall not see. They have ears, they shall not hear. And I'm willing to work like this just to annul. And that I can do. And I don't care what I get now and feel, and I don't care what I will get or feel. I just want to perform the action. That's it. You see how much it'll help. Specifically in a state that you feel that you can't do anything because you have nothing. You have an opportunity to do such an action. Moscow 1.
Рафа, то, что вы сейчас объяснили, вот это какой точкой человек это делает, если не разума? Это получается, по сути, это
точка... Раф, what you just explained, from what point does a person does it, is it, if it's not from the point of reason, is it just a habit to move from in reason to above reason?
That's not by habit. Even though a habit becomes second nature, the main thing is the effort I make, and especially towards the friends. We have to understand, the friends are like a warehouse of my forces. I give them all of my exertion. Everything I have, I give them. What does it mean? Because that is the general vessel, and I personally can fall. In order to reach the general vessel again and invest myself in there. You've probably saw ants the way they work. You see how every ant brings something into their general nest there. And she puts something in, and he puts something in, and they all put something inside. That's what we need to do. That's why in our general vessel, we accumulate all of our exertions there in the ten. And in that ten, by our efforts that we don't know how each and every one performs his effort, but the upper light, when he works on the ten, organizes our exertions, and that's how we become that same home for all the ants and organize them in a correct way, as a kli, as tensiot, as a paltzuf. This is what we need to understand. For that reason, when we bring our exertion to society, so we have somebody to turn to, and how to receive forces from there, and again, work and work and work and work. That's how it works. It's the work of ants. Turkey 3.
Günaydın Rav, günaydın dostlar. Makalede geçen düşmanların anlamı nedir? Biraz açıklayabilir misiniz? Sevgiler.
Translate please.
Hi Ra, hi friends. I want to ask, what are these enemies in this Shamati article? Ayhan is asking. Thank you.
Repeat, please.
Ayhan is asking, what are these enemies that is mentioned in this article? What are these enemies?
There are many enemies, a lot of people rejecting it, a lot of disturbances. That's why he writes, organize a table against my enemies. He's asking the Creator, give me against my haters, against my disturbances, to set a table. And he's asking the Creator to help me, set the table for me. Set a table for me against my enemies, pour the oil on my head, mercy will chase me my whole life, and I'll return to the house of the Creator for the end of days. That's the quote of from Psalms, what the work that King David is telling us about.
Well,
I know we have Bulgaria.
Rav, как мы совмещаем отмену и действие пробуждения в десятке?
How can we combine annulment and awakening in the ten?
Again?
Как мы совмещаем отмену и действие пробуждения в десятке?
How can we combine annulment and the action of awakening in the ten?
How do we combine? Is that we annul and
awaken.
So how do we combine all the states in the tent? It's those same ants that each one of them brings whatever they can, but at the end, they build their home, their big home. That already the Creator organizes that. We don't know how that works. We just need each one individually to annul himself towards the ten and bring the ten his annulment. after we connect through the annulment between us, we can start working in order to not only bring annulment, but also greatness of the Creator, each one in his way towards the ten. That way we can reach the vessel to bestow in order to bestow, then to receive in order to bestow. Baltia 1.
За годы изучения мы научились играть и скрывать все помехи.
For years we've been learning to hide all the disturbances and to act as if they're not there. And it's very difficult to see a friend who is in such states of difficulty because he's hiding it until it becomes too late. How can we still see that a certain friend or ten have these disturbances they're facing? Because a person's pride doesn't allow him to talk about it. Or maybe we're acting that everything is okay. And now virtually I can seem as if I'm in a good mood in a meeting.
Of course, that is the way it happens, but we need to constantly show each other exercises, examples of annulment, that I show everybody how I'm annulling towards society more and more in order to give, by this, to give an example to others. This is until we enter spirituality. When we enter, and then there we'll advance, we will do other exercises where we show everybody how each one is proud and as if disregards the connection in the group. Why? In order to give the friend an ability to overcome what he sees and justify the friend. Clear? Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, why do we only advance by sufferings and by blows?
How else can you correct except for these disturbances of the ego? When you feel your ego is disturbing, those are exactly its parts that have to go through corrections. That's how they appear in you. How nice.
Can I ask one more question?
Yep.
What should we do when we find disrespect in dissemination?
That's a big problem because we don't understand how we can't advance if we don't disseminate, because the Creator doesn't want our correction. He wants the general Kli to be corrected. The general Kli. That's why we cannot only take care of ourselves. That's a huge ego that will stop us. But only when we are concerned to bring the Creator, all of the earth dwellers, as much as he can enjoy everybody, that he can work with them, by that we are fulfilling his desire. Otherwise, we won't advance. All of our advancement is only by us being concerned of dissemination. And a person who isn't disseminating is actually working egoistically. And let him keep going, but he won't advance. He won't. That's his business. With these people, I usually don't work. I see as much as they're willing to invest in what the Creator wants. The Creator wants everybody. The final generation that we're in is that each and every person, everybody, will return to the Creator.
Kab Yu 2.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for letting us ask. I wanted to ask about the sentence where it says, this is the meaning of subduing all the judgments, even the harshest judgments, since he assumes the burden of the kingdom of heaven at all times. My question is, what does it mean to assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven at all times? Thank you.
To get the burden of the kingdom of heaven means that I take the control of the Creator in each and every state, even if I don't feel Him. Let's say, well, now it's nothing. We're on a degree that, a very small degree. Let's say that I'm already on a high degree, in the middle of the world, in the middle of the ladder, and I, now, a new degree comes. That new degree begins from the darkness. There'll be evening, then morning, one day. And then I feel darkness, complete darkness. Something that I cannot digest, accept, feel, agree. And then I can start working on it. That's why we have to get used to working in the darkness. That darkness is only towards my vessels of reception. And if I do not work with those vessels of reception, the darkness disappears. I don't feel it. Even it starts shining as chasadim, as mercy. That's how we advance. Friends, we need to go to the preface, at least for half an hour. That's why you discuss this between us, this question, between you, this question. It's a nice thing what we just read. There is a lot to do there still, but we must go to the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Please.
So let's move on to the next part, but first let's sing a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב
יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come Together we cannot be wrong.
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я.
Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong.
Dijimos a un deseo por la unión
Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad